Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm afternoon across Israel. Clear skies dominate Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, with temperatures making it a good day for outdoor activities. Haifa is enjoying a mild breeze, bringing some relief from the heat. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, Iran fired on U.S. forces in Jordan earlier today, rejecting an Omani plan to divide the Strait of Hormuz. Also, an IDF bulldozer was hit by a Hezbollah drone in southern Lebanon, reported Walla in the past hour. A security source says there's been no decision yet on how to respond. Also this hour, Israel Hayom has revealed that the remains of Herzl's grandparents were exhumed and brought to Israel after 4 years of diplomatic discussions. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reports that security officials warn of restrictions on IDF operations from a new Gaza stabilization force. And finally, Forward highlights that 2025 was the deadliest year for Jews in decades, according to a coalition of anti-Semitism watchdogs. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens, known as Jewish Warrior 13, posted just minutes ago about the exhumation of Herzl's grandparents, in line with Herzl's will, from Belgrade to Israel. I24NEWS English shared earlier today that an armored troop vehicle was hit by an explosive drone in southern Lebanon, with the IDF investigating Hezbollah's involvement. Al Arabiya English reported a short time ago that Iran has dismissed Oman's proposal for joint management of the Strait of Hormuz, affecting hopes for a diplomatic breakthrough. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the Times of Israel's report on Iran's missile attack on U.S. forces in Jordan. This marks the first such attack since the U.S. paused strikes over the weekend. The U.S. and Saudi forces have responded by hitting Iran-linked militias in Iraq. This development heightens tensions in the region, potentially affecting regional security dynamics. Turning to the incident in southern Lebanon reported by Walla, an IDF bulldozer was targeted by a Hezbollah drone, casting shadows over the current ceasefire. Despite the attack, a security source states that Israel has yet to decide on a response. This incident highlights persistent tensions along the Lebanese border. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom sheds light on the historic return of Herzl's grandparents' remains to Israel. After years of diplomatic efforts, the exhumation from Belgrade marks a symbolic homecoming. This event resonates deeply within the Jewish community, emphasizing the enduring legacy of Herzl. In a related development, the Jerusalem Post reports on a decision by Israel's Security Cabinet to grant legal immunity to an international force in Gaza. This move aims to stabilize the area, but raises concerns about limiting IDF operations. The decision reflects ongoing efforts to balance security and diplomatic engagement in the region. Finally, the Forward highlights a grim report from anti-Semitism watchdogs. Their findings indicate that 2025 was the deadliest year for Jews in recent decades. This underscores the urgent need for global efforts to combat rising anti-Semitic violence. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Fiverr's shares have plunged after missing earnings expectations. The company has cut its outlook for 2026 as generative AI disrupts demand for digital services. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights Damery's expansion plans. About 8,500 housing units are expected to receive building permits by 2028, showcasing significant growth in urban renewal activities. And finally, Walla Business reports on a first-of-its-kind pilot in Ashdod. Autonomous drones will soon operate in the port area without pilots, aiming to enhance operational efficiency. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.